Oh, you know that I love Big Fatty.
No,
don't even
I love
try.
Big Fatty too. We all love Big Fatty. I was going to say. Hot as my co-pilot loves Big Fatty.
That's a fact.
Even though he made fun of me for pooping my pants on a show last week.
He did. That's really? A badge of honor.
Pooping my pants is a badge of
honor? No, you take that as a badge of honor.
No, I totally take that as a badge of honor.
Yes.
He's got his underpants framed. Big Fatty talked about this.
You should sign them and send them to him. That would be awesome. That would be fantastic. Just get a pair of your underwear. The pair you were wearing, I'm sure they've been laundered.
No,
sign
that pair got thrown away.
No.
Yeah.
Was that laundering?
You shouldn't have said that. You should have just signed a pair of underwear and mailed them to him because that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Because you know that shit would make an appearance at gay days for sure. And,
oh, yeah.
I mean, at Vegas because that might be one of the raffle items. I mean, you never know.
The underwear that Taylor pooped in. There's a couple of people that went to Pride 48 that would actually probably they would cling onto that raffle ticket with beads of sweat running down their forehead.
Oh,
God.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He made fun of me for pooping my pants.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1826 of the BFO for Friday, the 23rd of January 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to close out Shart Week. Put a cork in it. Hello, Clinomaniacs. Big Fatty, such big words. Hi, everyone. I hope you have all right. It's going well. Y'all, you are Clinomaniacs today because, y'all, first of all, if you don't know what that means, I'm going to tell you in a little while. But, y'all, Clinomaniac is everyone's favorite Clinomaniac is going to be on today's little show with a short story. Fatty, please. And y'all, it's been a kind of an uneventful short week this week. Nobody called in with a short story. So y'all, I'm just gonna have to be a little more proactive. A little more proactive next year because short week will return. Because y'all, it's Big Fatty. It's been a gosher. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is today for right the 23rd of January. And y'all, he called into yesterday's little show. Y'all, you know him by the sound of the crickets. It is the one and only David, that blue jeans guy. And yes, Big Freddy. He does that blue jeans guy a little show. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal is tomorrow, Saturday the 24th, and y'all, he's known by many and a man of mystery, y'all. It is the one and only Larry Claw, yes, Big Freddy, Larry Claw, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew. It's true. And so y'all, if you see David that blue jeans guy or Larry Claw on the 20th of the face space, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting. And Big Fatty, I hope Mr. Green Jeans makes David a big okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Gussiana, it is Shot Week, and we're going to close out the week with a story told by the biggest clinomaniac that Big Fatty knows out there in the Walnut Hills. Yes, Big Fatty.
I'm really upset about it, and I'm trying to do things, and I get the balloon out of the thing, and I'm cleaning, rags to clean up all this fucking. I don't know how a little bud vase can hold so much water, but it did. It took like four towels to get all this water up, and then take the shattered vase. And so I do all of that, and I've got to get upstairs and change so I can come back downstairs and feed the dogs and do everything. So I'm running upstairs with stuff to take upstairs, and I'm a little gassy, and I've been holding. This is going to be TMI.
Already is.
I've been holding the gas because I was in a cartoon session. You can't sit in a studio with other people and fart. It's just rude. So I'm going upstairs thinking, finally, I can relieve myself. And I farted. And, Loveys, it was a shart. I know.
I'm throwing up in my mouth.
I sharted. And it wasn't a little shart, Loveys. You know, it was one that I had to strip down and get into the shower.
I'm leaving if you continue.
I'm sorry.
This is gross. No one wants to hear about this.
I literally had to take another shower before I could go back downstairs and continue to, feed the dogs and get the cocktails and make the Christmas. That was my day. I know, rough life, isn't it? But I just, the universe, that's very unfair that I broke a vase and then crapped my pants.
Story, well, it seemed appropriate. Y'all, first of all, that was the old Vonzie talking about shotting herself, and the Big Run doesn't have anything to do with that. That terminally single Tim sent me a textimonium saying the new cast of the Big Run has been released, and the Big Run premieres of February the 25th, so about a month from now, and y'all will be on at 9:30 p.m. in the evening, and it's moving to Wednesday nights, y'all. You know, it was on Sunday nights for many years, and then it moved to Friday, and now the premiere is going to be on Wednesday night, the 25th, and y'all, it may be switching to Friday after that the 25th. Release, but y'all, the teams this time, y'all, the twist this time is that there are five couples that are single couples that they don't know who they're racing with, but they're it's sort of blind date, Big Run. And then the other couples know each other. And y'all, they've got two homosexual couples on there this time. Big Fatty, a dating couple is Mike and Rochelle. And y'all, he loves truck stops. And it looks like he met her at a truck stop. Big Fatty, it's kind of horrifying. Now the next couple is Allie and Steve. And they are dating also. And I'm not quite sure what I think of them. Big Fatty, neither are we. Then we have another dating couple, Lebia and CJ. Big Fatty, they look silly. And y'all, here's one of the interesting couples. This is a dating couple, but it's one of the homosexuals. It's Harley and Jonathan. And it's Holly Rodriguez and Jonathan Knight. Jonathan Knight was in that new children around the corner. Big Fatty, it's New Kids on the Block. Oh, okay. They're on there, and then here's the next one. Jeff and Lida, a dating couple. Y'all, it looks like a grandfather and daughter. It must be one of those. What do you call those? The December, May December dating things. Big Fatty, gold digger is what I call it. Y'all, the next one is he's got big muscles. Y'all, this is a dating couple, Matt and Ashley, and he's kind of muscly. Big Fatty. now we're going to get into the teams that the couples just get to meet each other at the starting line. And y'all, the first one is the homosexual couple, and y'all, they're gay as a giggle. Gay as a giggle. Y'all, it's Bergen and Kurt. There they are. They're gay as a giggle, y'all. Then there's a nerdy one. Donna Sugars will like this one. It's Blya and Haley. They're the blind date couple. That's one of them. Y'all, she's got childbearing hits. Be ready. And then there's Owen. He's kind of good looking, and she's kind of vixen-y. It's Jeffrey and Jackie. And then there's oh dear Gussie. We've got the mixed couple here. It's Jelani and Jenny. And then the last one is he looks familiar. He kind of looks like that Jeff that was on the what do you call that? The Big Brother. Tyler and Lara. So y'all going over there to the what do you call it? The CBS and check out who's going to be on it. Y'all, I'm just looking to see here's the 30th season of the blue collar, white collar, no collar cast over there on the Survivors. And y'all, I'm just gonna give it a cursory look here. First of all, the men's have got the shirts off, and there's some deliciousness there. This is the white collar tribe, and they're in their suits. Big fatty, don't they know they're going to a castaway island? I don't know. And this is the no collar, and y'all, those are the kind of what do you call them? Like the hippies and the hipsters and all that. Big fatty don't know about that. Big fatty's in the broken hipsters. And then you got the blue collar, and y'all, there's one of them that's got the tattoos, and he is just lovely. So then there's that Jeff. Probst, and there's somebody, I don't know who that is. I'm just gonna look at the men's. Oh, y'all, here's one that looks like Gavin. There's one that looks like Gavin, y'all. It's Dan Foley, big fatty. Then there's another girl there, and then there's another girl there. We won't waste our time. Oh, y'all, here's one. Who is this? This is Joaquin Suberbell. I don't know what that means. He was on the Survivor Worlds Apart. So y'all, they're bringing some people back, but he's kind of delicious. Yes, Big Freddy. And then here's one with the scraggly hair. Y'all, this is no, Worlds Apart is what is the name of this one. It's and he kind of looks like that. Who is that flute player? I don't know what his name is. Big Fatty, everybody's yelling it out. And y'all, there's some girl that's got blonde and black hair, and she's got more. She's ink blind and confused. Big Fatty, and then here's one that's on the Max. He's on the white collar. Tribe, y'all. He looks like one of those hipsters, though. Mike Holloway, he's from the blue collar tribe, y'all. He's kind of delicious. Yes, Big Freddy, delicious. And then there's another lady, and here's the one with the tattoos, y'all. That's Rodney. Rodney is competing on the blue collar tribe, and y'all, he is ink, but he is neither blind nor confused. Big fatty, and then there's another lady there, y'all. There's another lady there, and that's not a becoming bathing suit. There's another lady there, and that's not gonna look. And there's the nerd. There's the nerd, Tyler. There's Tyler. He'll be on the white collar tribe, and y'all, here's the one with the scraggly hair. What is that flute player's name? I don't remember. There must be two of them with scraggly hair. He's on the no collar tribe. But what is that guy's name? I can't remember. And then here's the last guy here. It's he's on the No Collar Tribe also, and he's there in his purple shirt. Yes, Big Fatty. So and y'all are the Survivor. The Survivor premieres on that Wednesday night also. So it's a full night, on the 25th. So mark that down on your marking calendar. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all are spotting crazy is emptying this box. Big Fatty, that's followed up. But anyway, y'all, I think he was threatened by that Peter G. Get on it. Y'all's time, last time we was over here, Moose P had spotted Big Fatty with a lovely use of leather. And Moose P's at it again, y'all. It says Custa doesn't stand a chance. And y'all, Big Fatty is some sort of engine. Big Fatty, is that call center or casino? I think it's casino. The Moose P again. It says spoiling for a fight. Y'all, I don't know what this is. It's some sort of get up or something like that. Moose P spotted that. And then dressed appropriately for a gentleman caller. Big Fatty is... Big Fatty, it's vulgar. You're standing there rubbing your magic... we'll call it a magic lamp, but you're rubbing it. It's vulgar. Just vulgar, vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, now y'all, Shark Week is over. It has come to an end, but y'all, that only means one thing. Y'all, it is now time to select the number one fan of the BFO for 2015, and y'all, there's only one way you can do it, okay? Between now and next Friday, the 30th of January at 5 p.m. in the evening Eastern Time, y'all, you have to, the only way you can enter is to send Big Fatty an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com, and in the subject line put number one fan, and then in 25 words or less, just tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan. And y'all, it doesn't really matter what you say, y'all, that's some of that beef roast. Once I get your entry, once I get all the entries, then at 5 p.m. in the evening next Friday, y'all, I'm going to cut them into evenly sized pieces of paper, and I'm going to put them all in the colostomy bag, and then on Sunday, the 1st of February, y'all, during halftime of the big game, that will be when we choose the number one fan of the BFO for 2015, and y'all, this is it's a great honor, sought by few, sought by many, and achieved by few. Big Fatty, I think you had it right the first time. It's probably true. But anyway, so y'all, once again, there's no voting. Don't send me a Twitty. Don't call in a voice letter. Just send an e-letter, ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Put number one fan in the subject line and get it to me by 5 p.m. in the evening next Friday, the 30th of January. Okay, Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, it's supposed to be raining cats and dogs. Raining Cats and Dogs here this weekend. Y'all, by the way, I never did tell you what a clinomaniac is. Y'all, that is someone who desires to lay in bed all day long. And y'all, am I not right? Walnut Hills, the senior clinomaniac out there. Big fatty, you're going to get in trouble. It's true. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. If you're going to be in the Northeast, I think you're going to get an ass load of snow. Big fatty. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the pod is my co-pilot. And Taylor, what was your very favorite part of a short week?
He made fun of me for pooping my pants.
Oh, well, I'm so happy he could make you excited.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.